every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense.
October 14th, 8:47 a.m. It was shaping up to be a pretty typical day at the 18th Precinct. Or at least, it was until I actually got there. Romano, sorry I'm late. I had to drop the Kreuzinger case file off at the DA's office.
Well, we somehow managed to keep the place running without you.
Well, just shows you that I trained you right. And what's on the docket for today?
New case. Missing person. Reported anonymously last night. Found a file on him.
File? Christ's sakes, looks like War and Peace.
It gets better.
Alvaro de la Cuevas, born Barcelona, April 23rd, 1917. For Pete's sakes, will you look at the rap sheet on this joker? Larceny, extortion, assault and battery, bank fraud, narcotics trafficking.
Yeah, he'd be a great one for me to take home to Mother.
I met your mother. She'd have his guts for garters.
That she would.
Not hard to see why someone want to make this one disappear. Hardest part's going to be narrowing the list of potential suspects down.
So, are we working under the assumption that he's missing and not just missing?
Oh, yeah. Dollars to donuts, this case ends up with a dredging of the Schuylkill.
I'm not taking that bet.
Like I said, I trained you right. Now, do we have a current address for La Cuevas?
Nope. But we do have an address for one Harry Zakarian. He's listed as De La Cuevas' business partner in Transatlantic Imports.
An import firm. Original. Might as well put a neon sign out front. Illegal goods sold here.
Probably not zoned for neon.
Is there even an address on record for Transatlantic Imports?
Of course not.
Then Zakarian it is. Where does he live?
325 Domino Lane, Roxborough. Oh, near the Tower Farm.
Okay, well let's have a look at Mr. Zakarian's file and then take a trip uptown to Roxborough. Well, it didn't take long to find out that Zakarian's rap sheet was long enough to give De La Cuevas a run for his money. But scumbag or not, he was a good place to start as any. So we headed uptown to Roxborough to start off our investigation. You weren't kidding about it being close to the Tower Farm.
Picking up KYW on your fillings?
If you hear 16 tons coming out of my ears, you'll know. This is it. 325 Domino Lane.
Cozy.
Yeah.
You Harry Zakarian?
Who's asking?
Police! Sergeant Morrissey. This is Detective Romano.
Let's see some ID. Hold it up to the peephole.
Okay. What do you want?
We're investigating a missing persons report. Just want to ask you a few questions, is all.
Sorry. Can't be too careful in this neighborhood.
Yeah, some criminal lowlife could walk through that door at any time.
Romano. The missing man is your business partner, Alvaro de la Cuevas. You don't seem surprised.
De Las Cuevas is not a nice person.
Look who's talking.
What's that supposed to mean?
I can read a rap sheet.
Romano.
Hey, I'm nothing like De Las Cuevas.
Meaning what? Romano, what's the address for the transatlantic imports again? We must have one on them, because it would be a violation of their commercial business license if they didn't have a physical address.
Can't seem to find it here.
Oh, that's too bad. Now the Department of Licenses and Inspections will have to investigate. You know how those guys are.
Yeah, nothing if not thorough.
Wait a second. You do have a commercial business license, don't you?
Meaning he deals in stuff that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Dope?
People.
Sex trafficking?
Worse.
Worse than forced prostitution? Listen, and listen good. You got one chance to start talking. Otherwise, there are going to be a lot of questions asked about transatlantic and about your personal involvement in whatever dirty dealings De La Cuevas and you have been up to. Do you get my drift?
Yeah. Roll or be rolled over. De Las Cuevas is running a child adoption racket, selling little kids to whoever's got the greenbacks. And he's not fussy about where he gets the kids, if you know what I mean.
Are you telling us he's stealing children from their families?
From wherever he can get what he needs. Like I said, De Las Cuevas is not a nice person.
They need names, clients.
Can't help you.
Zakarian.
Look. I didn't want to know anything about that garbage. You may find this hard to believe, but even a four-time loser has some morals.
You're right. I do find it hard to believe.
Can you give us anything?
He mentioned something about meeting some broad last night to make a delivery. A real swell, high society type. The name of Barber, I think. Yeah. Babs Barber.
Thank you for your cooperation, Mr. Zakarian. Let's go, Romano. If you're involved in this adoption racket, I will find out. Count on it. A couple of phone calls later, we head up to Fox Chase in Northeast Philly to talk to a certain socialite.
Would you look at that view?
That's Burholm Park down there. We're on one of the highest overlooks in Greater Philly.
Barber residence.
Is Mrs. Barber in?
Mrs. Barber is indisposed.
It'll just take a few minutes of her time. Police business.
Very well, sir. Wait here.
I've gotten warmer receptions at the morgue.
Yeah.
I still think Zakarian knows more than he's letting on.
Maybe.
If Mrs. Barber turns out to be a dead end, we should bring him in.
We'll see.
What do you want? I'm very busy.
Mrs. Barber, I'm Sergeant
Moore. I know all that. My butler informed me.
Okay. Well, we need to ask you a few questions.
Ask them and be done with it. I'm entertaining guests, and you are wasting my time.
Do you know Alvaro de las Cuevas? Well?
Vulgar little man.
So, that would be a yes, then.
That vulgar little man went missing 2 days ago.
So?
Well, we were wondering if you might know something about that.
Why in the world should I?
Because you and De La Cuevas had a business transaction to complete last night. Only he never showed up. Did he?
Or maybe he did.
Romano.
Yeah, he did show up. And when he did, Mrs. Barber had him whacked, so he couldn't implicate her in their dirty little deal.
What? How dare you?
Romano!
She's in it up to her eyeballs.
I've had quite enough of this. I'm calling my attorney.
Good! That'll meet us at the 18th precinct in about 45 minutes.
Better make it an hour. Rush hour traffic.
You don't mean you expect me to go down to the police station with you, like some common criminal.
Why not? You are a common criminal.
Adoption fraud is a felony, Miss Barber.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't play dumb with us. We know what you and De Las Cuevas were up to.
I had no idea he wasn't a licensed adoption agent.
Yeah, he's not listed in the phone book, which means you went to a lot of trouble to find him.
Well, a friend recommended his services.
Oh, so you have a friend who bought a stolen child? We'll be wanting your friend's name and address, Mrs. Barber.
You're wasting your time, Romano. We're just gonna have to cuff her and take her downtown. I can only imagine what her guests will say. Bound to end up in the society column. Unless, of course, Miss Barber is smart enough to answer a few questions for us. After that, she's free to go back to her guests.
All right. Ask and be done with it.
You were to meet De La Cuevas last night. Where?
He didn't say. He telephoned around 7 o'clock and said he'd let me know where to meet him at 9.
Any idea where he telephoned from?
No. Though I did hear one of those annoying amusement park contraptions in the background.
A merry-go-round?
Ugh, yes. That awful music just playing over and over and over.
What about the child that he was planning to sell you? Boy? Girl?
A girl.
I'm assuming that he showed you a picture. Describe her.
Beautiful little Spanish girl. About 4. Named Lupe Marie, I think. Ugh, of course I would have to rename her.
Oh, of course.
But that hair, that complexion, those high cheekbones. She would have made a perfect accessory.
Excuse me?
An accessory. Like a handbag or a bracelet.
What a vulgar comment.
You can say that again.
I merely meant that the child would have been a lovely addition to the household during social gatherings, and particularly around the holidays. At least so long as she didn't act too much like a child.
Mrs. Barber, thank you. You have been most helpful.
Sergeant, don't make the mistake of thinking this is over. My husband has a lot of pull at City Hall. I'll have your badge for this.
Well, on days like this, you'd be welcome to it. Come on, Romano. With that, we headed back to the 18th precinct and started making some calls. But I think Harry Sakarian might have been working the phones ahead of us. Was it my little warning to him? Not sure. But whatever the cause, the effect was to have a visitor show up at our door right before Ramon and I knocked off for the day.
Sergeant Morrison?
Yes. How can I help you?
My name? Luisa González. I clean De Las Cuevas.
Please, sit down.
My English? Not good.
Español?
Sí.
Habla en español.
Gracias.
You speak Spanish?
Some, but I speak fluent Italian and the languages share some similarities. I should be able to follow her. Habla, Señora González.
I... Yo maté a Armand de las Cuevas. Trató de llevarse a mi niña y... Y le maté.
What did she say?
Well, she said she worked for de las Cuevas and she's very concerned about him.
Are you sure? We can get a translator if she has a statement to give.
No, I'm fine. Wait, where did you serve in the war? Not Italy, right?
No, I was in the Pacific.
Okay, good. Go on.
Yo trabajaba para el señor de las cuevas como señorita de la limpieza. Él era amable conmigo, pero sobre todo con mi pequeña. Nos llevaba a las películas, al parque, a patinar. Ayer por la noche nos llevó a Woodside Amusement Park. Fui al baño y cuando volví, se habían ido. Empecé a buscarles por todos los lados y les vi yendo al Cutthroat Cove Ride. Les seguí y pillé de las cuevas intentando sacar a mi hija por la puerta de atrás. Les intenté parar. Me pegó. Me tiró al suelo. Se dio la vuelta y le pegué en la cabeza con una roca grande. No quería matarle. Estaba tan asustada.
¿Qué está bien? ¿Puede dejar?
¿Qué?
Inmediatamente.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.
What the heck just happened?
Well, she didn't have any information that we didn't already know. She told me that De La Cuevas was supposed to meet some woman at the amusement park last night, and when she didn't see him all day today, she got worried and came down here.
And that's all?
Yes. Like I said, nothing we didn't already know.
Okay. Wait, did you get an address for De La Cuevas from her? I mean, if she's his cleaning lady, she must know that.
No. I didn't think to ask. Sorry.
It's okay. It's been a long day. We'll try Zagarin again tomorrow, see if we can get a little more from him one way or the other. Yeah, that's enough for today. Want to grab a bite?
Sorry, no. I've got plans. Take a rain check?
Sure thing. Good night.
Good night.
A hunch isn't admissible in court. It's not even something you can probably explain to another person. But sometimes, it's all a detective has to go on. And so it was that I found myself up in Fairmont Park later that evening, following a hunch that led to the decaying facade of the Woodside Amusement Park. But I wasn't the only detective who seemed to be playing a hunch. Evening, Romano.
Morrissey, what are you doing here?
Oh, just catching the night air and a few turns on the Ferris wheel. Helps me relax after a long day on the job.
Oh, yes, me too.
Funny you should come all the way up here, though. Isn't your place a lot closer to Willow Grove?
Well, it is, but this holds a sentimental attachment. My parents used to take me here all the time when I was a kid.
Did they ever take you on the Cutthroat Cove ride?
No. They said I was too young. What makes you ask that?
Well, because you were just in there for almost 90 minutes, and you came out on foot, not in your boat.
You've been following me?
Not exactly, but when I saw you arriving here at the same time I did, following you seemed to be the prudent next step. Cat got your tongue?
I didn't think you spoke Spanish.
I don't. But I served on Guam and the Marianas long enough to learn the Spanish word for killed. And anyway, Woodside Amusement Park didn't require much translation. So, why don't you just tell me what exactly she said?
Okay. Miss Gonzalez was De La Cuevas' cleaning woman, yes. But he also showed a personal interest in her. And especially in her little girl.
Let me guess. Her name is Lupi Marie.
Yeah. She said that De La Cuevas was very good to them. Oh, he would take them to the movies, roller skating, pony rides, whatever struck the fancy of a four-year-old girl.
To gain their confidence.
Yes. They were here the night before De La Cuevas was reported missing. Miss Gonzalez needed to use the restroom, and she left Lupe Marie with De La Cuevas. When she came out, she saw the two of them getting on the Cutthroat Cove ride.
Which the little girl was far too young for. Probably figured it was a nice, out-of-the-way place to separate mother and daughter. He could take the kid out the service exit you used, cook up some cock and bull story about how she ran off, then hand her over to Babs' barber.
Yeah, that was my guess too. Only Miss Gonzalez caught him in the act. There was a struggle. In desperation, she caved the back of De La Cuevas' skull in with a rock. Horrified, she left the body there and ran off with her daughter.
And she was afraid to tell the police what happened for fear she wouldn't be believed. Understandable. Still, it wouldn't have taken 90 minutes for you to confirm her story.
It didn't.
Well?
Well, I had to think long and hard about it. Is De La Cuevas' death worth ruining the lives of two innocents?
That's not what we get paid to decide, Irene.
I know. But if my conscience is the price to be paid for making sure a little girl doesn't have to grow up without a mother, I'm willing to pay it.
It could be a lot pricier than that. An obstruction of justice charge could cost you your badge, if not more. So what did you do?
Have you ever been on the Cutthroat Cove, Rod?
Years ago. It's kind of got a haunted pirate ship theme, right?
Yeah, there are mannequins placed all through the length of it. Made up to look like they came straight from Davy Jones' locker. Rotting, bloody, worm-eaten corpses. Well, at first I thought about trying to dispose of De La Cuevas' body. You know, maybe weigh it down and dump him in the channel. But the water's only chest deep. Trying to slip the body out in this crowd was out of the question.
So is he still there?
Kind of. Come on, I'll show you. Two, please. Thank you.
How far in did you hide him?
I didn't hide him at all.
Didn't hide him? You mean...
Up ahead. Third from the right.
And the tricorn hat? And the beard?
Yeah.
Good God, hidden in plain sight.
The park is closing permanently next week. It's being demolished in the spring. By the time anyone finds De La Cuevas, if they find him at all, there will be no way of tying Miss Gonzalez to his death. She and Lupe Marie will be safe. So, what are you gonna do?
You know, by hiding De La Cuevas' corpse, you become Mrs. Gonzalez's accessory. The perfect accessory. And I guess I'm gonna be yours. Let's get out of here.
So ends The Perfect Accessory by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of Suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions. Tonight's radio drama was written especially for Suspense by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes and recorded at Melrose Music in Hollywood, California. Ken Schreiner was Sergeant Jake Morrissey. Susan Eisenberg was Detective Irene Romano. David Collins was Harry Zakarian. Adrian Wilkinson was Babs Barber. Athucina Duran was Luisa Gonzalez. And Steve Moulton was the butler. I'm Damon Crawl. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in Suspense.
Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you. For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Explore the campus and win over $3,000 and prizes by participating in the second UBC Campus Challenge. CITR is participating for the second time in the Campus Challenge. You can check out the cool places on campus and collect stamps for completing challenges and win amazing prizes. The challenge starts on the 1st of September and runs until October 31st. For more info on the participating venues, challenges, and to download the passport, go to welcomecenter.ubc.ca/challenge. And remember, the challenge is open to all UBC students, staff and faculty and alumni. And there's no participation fee. It's free. See you on campus.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release that much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in the contemporary and classic big band tradition. The latest album from Western Canada's longest-standing big band, Primetime Big Band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense.
The way that I, the Shat, became the world's most notorious jewel thief is simple. I'm the best. But just because I'm the world's most notorious jewel thief doesn't mean that gems are my only quarry. True, I favor them because they're small, easy to hide, and highly valued. Still, when properly motivated, I have been known to mix it up a bit. And on that evening, I was properly motivated. The Jellicoes, a family of fabulously wealthy skinflints, had just foreclosed on a local orphanage. So I was determined to balance the scales of cosmic justice. And maybe make a few bucks along the way. For my target was the most prized possession of the Jellicoes. The Jasper. A cabinet painting just a foot square. The Jasper was painted by Lucius Jellicoe in 1764 and had been in the family ever since. But that was about to change. The miserly nature of the Jellicoes worked in my favor. No perimeter guard, simple window locks, and not an alarm system to be found. In fact, it was the easiest theft of my entire career to date. But that was just the beginning of this caper.
Forget it. Wouldn't touch that thing with a 10-foot pole.
What? Painting's too highbrow for you, Nick?
Please. I have Titian's Diana and Actaeon in the back. In fact, I have two of them.
That's a neat trick.
And I'd lay odds that even you couldn't tell them apart. Remind me to tell you the story behind that sometime.
Okay. So why won't you fence the Jasper?
What do you know about the Jasper?
Just the basics. I'm an acquirer, not a collector.
Did you know that it was the only painting Lucius Jellicoe ever did?
Looking at it, I can see why.
Well, it's the why that you should be interested in.
I'm listening.
No sooner had Jellicoe unveiled it than he was publicly accused of theft by his bitter rival, Gaston Latoucheur.
Gaston the Toucher? Oh, you can't be serious.
Latoucheur claimed that Jellicoe's Jasper was nothing more than an exact copy of his own work, Redfield, only with a background of cyan rather than scarlet.
Really? Was everyone in 18th century New York City colorblind?
Well, Jellicoe loudly proclaimed his innocence, stating that it was Latoucheur who had done the copying rather than the other way around. But even back then, the Jellicoes were not exactly held in high regard by their fellows.
So they've always been a family of heartless cheapskates.
Apparently. And so Jellicoe swore that anyone who ever dared steal his painting would soon come to rue the day.
Rue?
It's a quote.
Ah.
Since then, no one's ever been sufficiently motivated to tempt their fate by swiping the Jasper. At least, not until now.
What can I say? I have a soft spot for orphans.
You're supposed to be a professional, Lachat. You don't have any business letting sentiment or emotion dictate your actions. And unfortunately, your good intentions may come back to bite you this time.
Oh, come on. You're basing this forecast of impending doom on nothing more than the self-serving boast of a much-disliked plagiarist. What happened to the Toucher and Jellicoe anyway?
Latoucheur soon found himself in irons for becoming a bit too, familiar with the governor's young niece.
Living up to the family name, I suppose. Jellicoe.
Now, that's the curious thing. Lucius Jellicoe himself fell on a string of bad luck. Nothing catastrophic. Just one incredibly unlikely annoyance after another.
Maybe he jinxed himself by mistake.
And he became obsessed with the idea of obtaining Redfield at any cost. An obsession that remains with the Jellicoes to this day, I'd guess. Short purse strings, long memories in that family.
Did Jellicoe's run of bad luck ever stop?
Yes. The day he fell down a well and broke his neck.
Oh.
Get rid of the Jasper, kid, however you can.
Will do, Nick. Right after I use a Ouija board to find a fence we'll deal with this stupid thing. It wasn't long, however, before I started thinking that maybe a Ouija board wasn't such a bad idea.
No way.
Not interested.
Forget about it.
And with that, it was time for world-famous jewel thief Lachat to call it a day. And for world-famous burlesque star Kitty Devine to clock in. But my luck didn't get any better with the change.
Stupid microphone! Wow, it's the end of the number anyway. Might as well just cut to the finale. What the... zipper's stuck. Okay, time for plan B.
Stuck zipper, huh?
Julie, could you please grab my fans?
Sure thing, Kate.
Could this be any tighter?
Here you go, kitty cat.
Oh, thanks, Songbird. The fan dance never fails. And now, the big finale.
Wowza.
Uh-huh.
Showing a little more than usual there, kitty cat.
Yeah, I know.
But how in the heck did you get it to do that? I mean, get all the feathers to drop at once.
I didn't.
Ooh. Well then, who's got it in for you up there?
Oh, I'm starting to wonder that myself.
Fortunately, things didn't go any smoother once I left the Midnight Club. At my favorite grocery store.
My apples!
I'm sorry, Salvatore.
At my favorite newsstand.
My magazines!
I'm sorry, Ferdinand!
At my second favorite Chinese restaurant.
Ah! I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, Mr. Wong.
Till finally, I got home
and broke my key off in the door lock.
Son of a... Good thing I've had a little practice at breaking and entering.
Oh, Mittens. You wouldn't believe the night I've had.
That's right. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong. Oh, I'm so glad to be home. With my two cats? Mittens, since when do you have a twin? Oh, I see. So this is Mrs. Mittens. That's not so bad. It'll be nice for you to have some company when I'm not home. Oh, I should quit while I'm ahead. Some toast, and then I am down for the count. What was that? Mittens. I get the feeling you didn't just bring a new wife home. Kittens? In the dirty clothes hamper? And behind the couch cushions? And under my pillow? And in my silk stockings? Oh, how did you even get the drawer open? And that would be my toast. I need to get rid of the Jasper. The
But that was going to be a problem, because according to what Nick the Fence told me, I couldn't just ditch the Jasper or even return it to the Jellicoes. No, the only way to pass the jinx along was to get someone to steal the Jasper from me. And so, I disguised myself and headed over to Red Hook, to the worst dive in all of New York City.
Welcome to the Rusty Barnacle. It looks like you broke a heel.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing.
And on a night like this, a nice lady like you ought to have an umbrella.
I had one.
So, what can I get you?
Champagne hula, please.
A what?
Champagne hula. Champagne, Grand Marnier, grenadine. Just a glass of wine.
Oh.
Muscat?
Huh?
What wines do you have?
Thunderbird.
Sure. I've led a full life. Anyway, I'm only out on a night like this to deliver this priceless painting.
You didn't paint that, did you?
No. It's from the 18th century.
Well, the 18th century can have it back.
I wish.
I mean, I'm no artsy-fartsy critic, but I seem better on than John. No offense.
Be that as it may, this painting is worth a fortune.
Yeah, take your word for it.
It would be such a shame if someone was to steal it. Ah! My purse!
What did you do to Jimmy? He's my best customer.
He's a thieving drunk.
Well, he wouldn't be my best customer if he was sober now, would he?
What's so important in your purse that you had to go tearing off after it in this weather? Oh, ain't he cute? Hey, but why you got a kitten in your purse?
I didn't when I left the house, but they just keep appearing.
Huh?
Never mind. Unfortunately, after being gone all that time in pursuit of my purse, I am sure that my priceless painting is... No! Exactly where I left it.
Hey, are these yours?
It looks that way.
Look, lady, are you jinxed or something?
Looks that way.
Well, I don't need no trouble. I'd pay good money for you to pack up your troubles and move along, okay?
And he's one to squeeze a nickel till the buffalo howls.
Hey, shut your trap, Jimmy. So, take them kittens and scram, huh?
Squeeze a nickel, hmm? Now that gives me an idea. Comment about the bartender's famously cheap nature had suddenly shown me just who should end up with the Jasper and its jinx. But as for how to make that happen, a quick visit to Nick the Fence led me to the doorstep of a singular, if most unlikely, artistic talent. Mr. Moffat? Robertson Moffat?
Get out! And never ask me my name again! Can't you see that I'm at work on my masterpiece?
Your masterpiece?
I shall call it the Angel of Death.
It's a blank canvas.
You are adorable. To your unschooled eye, it may appear that way. But to a true master such as myself, it is on the very precipice of completion.
Really?
Yes, really.
Huh. How long have you been working on Angel of Death?
5 years.
Ah!
Get your business, miss, and be quick about it.
Yes, Nick the Fence sent me. He tells me that you have a most unusual talent.
Most unusual talent, eh? You mean how I have no style of my own, but how I can perfectly replicate the work of any other artiste?
That's the one.
Well, what about it?
I was wondering if you could do a replica for me.
Oh, the jasper. Absolutely dreadful. In heaven's name, why would anyone want a replica of it? One is one too many.
No, 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 you misunderstand. I don't want you to paint a replica of the jasper. I want you to paint over the jasper.
Paint over it? Well, what do you want to paint over it?
Are you familiar with Gaston Latouchere's Redfield?
But of course. Virtually identical to the jasper, right down to the clumsily rendered brushwork, only with a background of scarlet instead of cyan. Why Lucius Jellicoe ever felt the need to steal that? I'll never understand.
I'd like you to paint a replica of Redfield over the jasper.
Good Lord. I'd sooner give up my other eye than paint that abomination.
Oh, I'll make it well worth your while.
Oh, please, don't insult me with money. You'll have to insult me more than that, darling.
When can you start?
Why, as soon as I complete the Angel of Death. It'll be ready tomorrow afternoon.
Really? That soon?
Madame. The actual painting is quite literally child's play, utterly beneath my singular talents. The only reason it will even take that long is because I need time to age the paint appropriately.
Understood, Mr. Moffat.
Is that a cat?
I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so, with the cheese on its way, all that was left to do was set the trap. That required calling in a few favors, but 2 nights later, there was a special gallery showing featuring a painting thought to have been lost for half a century. The exhibit starts directly through the first store on the right. I hope you enjoy it. Good evening, and welcome to the Ackerman Gallery. Tonight is a special showing of...
We're well aware of what's on display tonight. I'm Peter Jellicoe, and this is my sister, Alice.
The Jellicoes? My, what an honor. Your reputation precedes you. Your family has long been great patrons of the arts here in New York City.
Yes, yes, we know all that.
We're here to see one piece in particular.
Really? Cassandra and the Moon's Glow?
No! That second-rate knockoff of Lucius Jellicoe's masterpiece.
You mean Latouchere's Redfield?
Yes, we mean Latouchere's Redfield. Where is it?
Oh, it's on display by itself, in an alcove towards the rear of the gallery. I'll be glad to show you.
Then do so, and be quick about it.
Yes, ma'am. Right this way.
Redfield's been missing, and presumed lost, for over 50 years now. Where did you get it?
An anonymous donor recently offered it on loan to the Ackerman Gallery. So we decided to include it in this exhibit at the last moment.
Well, I can't imagine why. It's absolutely hideous.
Oh, you've seen Redfield before?
Our family is very familiar with that cheap copy.
Believe me, it was anything but cheap.
Excuse me?
Well, here it is.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. It's really Redfield.
Yes, and it will be on display for 2 months.
2 months?
Oh, yes, it's bound to attract all sorts of attention. Why, Arts Magazine is coming next week to do a feature story on it.
They what?
We'd like to buy Redfield.
We what?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jellicoe, but it's not for sale.
What do you mean it's not for sale? I assure you the price is no object.
It what?
My apologies, but the donor was very specific. Redfield is not for sale at any price. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend to our other guests. And now, to see if the rats take the cheese.
Are you out of your mind? Price is no object. Big talk with my money.
Our money, sister dear. And anyway, what was I supposed to do? The very existence of this blasted painting is an insult to our family name, especially now that the jasper has been stolen. But it's a moot point anyway. Redfield isn't for sale. There's nothing we can do about it.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
We could steal it.
What?
Well, why not? The jasper was stolen from us, and Laetoucher was nothing more than a dirty thief to begin with. So who deserves the Redfield more, huh?
Oh, I don't know. It's...
We'll finally have the chance to dispose of this atrocity.
All right. But how?
Simple. Just put it under your coat, and we'll walk out nice and casual. No one will be the wiser till we're gone. And then what? We're one of the wealthiest families in New York City. No one will suspect us.
And even if they did, we're disposing of the evidence.
I'll make sure the coast is clear.
Trust me, no one's going to try to stop you.
Let's go! Wait, my toupee, it just blew off!
Oh, never mind that! Hail a cab and let's go!
All right! Hey, where's my wallet?
You idiot! Can't you do anything right?
Me, an idiot? You're the one who wanted us to become common thieves!
You were already a common imbecile! My dress! Look at what you did to my dress!
I didn't do anything! You caught it on your broken heel!
Yes, you did! I saw it!
Well, I can't very well help that. I'm a common imbecile after all.
Oh, you!
Sounds like everything is just the way it should be. That's right. Let's go home.
So ends The Jinx of the Jellicoe Jasper by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of Suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions. Tonight's radio drama was written especially for Suspense by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes and recorded at Melrose Music in Hollywood, California. Adrian Wilkinson was Kitty Devine. Damon Krall was Nick the Fence. Dana Perry Hayes was Julie Marsden. Christopher Duva was the bartender. Talon Beeson was Robertson Moffat. Chrissy Guerrero was Alice Jellicoe. And Dan Flood was Peter Jellicoe. I'm Damon Krall. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in Suspense.
There will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway.
Call. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
First and longest running international art book fair is back, baby! The Vancouver Art Book Fair returns to the Vancouver Art Gallery, opening with a members preview and reception on October 13th. The fair runs from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and it is totally free and open to the public, showcasing the work of over 100 publishers and artists through exhibitor booths, hourly talks, performances, and artists' projects. So come to the Vancouver Art Gallery October 13th to 15th if you want to see books, magazines, zines, chapbooks, and print ephemera from New York, Toronto, Montreal, Kaunas, Mexico City, Dubai, Stockholm, and so many more places.
And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. That's all the time that we have for Spoken Word Entertainment tonight. All the time we have for Skull Talk. Coming up in a moment, we're